It's just around 9 o'clock. You're listening to WBAI New York. It's time for Off the Hook, where we ask the proverbial question, do you know who's really listening to you, and when?
But the other news is, by October or maybe September,
yeah,
Rona's quitting.
Oh. Steve? Hello?
Yeah?
Would you please not do that in my ear?
I didn't do that.
What was that?
I have no idea. I thought it was you.
I did not do that.
I didn't do it.
What it was, then? Steve?
What?
Did you hiccup?
No.
Okay. Anyway,
maybe you have a crossover or something.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Only bound for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. Bundle it, no!
We always assume when we're on the telephone that what we are saying is private, confidential, safe. Nobody could really be listening in. What a foolish notion. Not only are we unsafe in our everyday communications, but particularly with the cellular calls that are made, the many cellular calls that are made throughout the course of any day here in the New York area and throughout the country. It's as simple as tuning a radio, much like you've tuned a radio tonight. However, it is illegal. Yes, it's illegal to listen according to various federal laws. But guess what? That does not stop very many people. It's rather hard to prove that you're listening to something unless you're under constant surveillance yourself. Well, good evening. The program is Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock. And I fear that some of what you may hear tonight will be rather disturbing, shocking, upsetting, might make you violent, in fact, when you realize the kinds of things that are going on. But keep in mind, these things are going on for quite a lot of reasons, and yes, mischievous people is certainly one of them, but mostly it's inability to deal with new technology. We have these wonderful things called cellular phones, and yet we have absolutely no protection, no encryption or any kind of voice scrambling whatsoever to protect our conversations. While mobile calls are just as easily intercepted, people are aware that it's that easy. For some reason, cellular calls, people do not seem to be as aware. And our legislative bodies in their infinite wisdom have chosen to make it illegal to listen to cellular phone calls. However, it is perfectly legal to listen to phone calls made from cordless phones that you have in your home. It makes no sense whatsoever, and it's also not illegal to actually buy a scanner that can get in the 800 megahertz spectrum, which is where cellular phone calls generally are. It's not illegal to buy and sell those pieces of equipment. The only thing that is illegal is listening. And technically, I suppose you could say it's illegal for us to be listening to this tonight. However, where these people are, who these people are, when these recordings were made are unknown even to us. And it's important sometimes to demonstrate exactly what it is that we are talking about, because a lot of people simply don't believe us. And hopefully there are those out there that have some power to make some laws. And see what kind of laws are really silly and see what kinds of technical innovations are necessary to protect cellular phone calls. We're going to hear a little collage of some cellular calls that not only were listened to, but were interfered with. That's right, it's also possible to transmit on a cellular frequency and become part of the conversation. Listen to this.
Hi, Dr. Stevenson.
Hi.
I'm Mr. Smith. I think he's an AFib.
Okay.
Okay. I did a 12-lead EKG, and I I'm not good at interpreting the strips yet, but I showed them to a couple other people, and they agree that it's AFib.
Try giving them a blowjob.
What? What?
I think that was crosstalk on the table.
Oh, my goodness. Where did that come
from? I don't know where that one came from. That was
a
really interesting comment.
Yeah, really? So he's asymptomatic. I've got him down to 5.1 mics of dopamine, and his pressure's holding at about 100 over 70.
Okay.
You know, the only thing that I did, he got that DIG at 3 o'clock. He got the 0.5 of DIG.
Try giving him Demerol.
Where is that coming from?
I don't know whether that's coming from in the hospital or I'm talking on a portable phone. But it's interesting that they keep coming through with...
Yeah, because it's...
Consistently here.
Uh-huh, because it's not somebody on this... I mean,
yeah.
Not anybody on the unit if it's inside the hospital.
What's his ventricular rate?
80, around 80.
Okay.
It's an irregular rate, but it's 80.
Okay.
Okay, and then Marie wanted me just to mention to you, Mrs. McHugh in 108, she's having some chest pain, and her pressure's 220 over 120. She's in there doing a 12 lead right now.
Did she give her some nitroglycerin?
Yeah, she was going to treat her.
Boom.
All right. We'll check back on that one here in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Meat potatoes, we're out.
Okay.
I mean, it's not imperative that you get them now. We're going to need milk, too, tomorrow. So get milk and potatoes both tomorrow.
Okay.
Moo.
Moo.
What?
That was Barry.
That was Barry? Okay, V. Bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Were you in your car?
Yeah.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have somebody else on the line, too.
I think you're off now.
Oh.
Should I say hello to Sunny Boy?
Sunny Boy is, like, sleeping. Not really sleeping, but, you know, like...
Dozed.
Uh-huh.
Like dozed. Like he's...
out of it.
Like overdosed?
Hello?
Yeah. He's not wearing his toupee yet, is he?
Not yet.
But he's not feeling that good. When he starts to feel good, Sherry, you'll know because...
Okay. Well, have a good time tonight. Tonight's crabs, right?
Crabs without gonorrhea.
Sorry that we were going out nearby with people that you know. I asked you to come with us.
Well, thanks.
But we're going out with Jim and Bonnie Marguerite, so...
Well, have a great time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And I'll speak to you tomorrow.
And don't get too drunk.
Okay?
Okay. Right. Bye, poops.
I am Bob.
Oh, you are Mr. Nash.
Mrs. Snyder called me a little...
Oh, okay. Let me see. Let me look it up.
She's a bitch, isn't she?
Who is? Hello?
Mrs. Snyder.
Who's that?
I don't know. Is there somebody on your line?
Not on my line.
It's not my line, sir.
What's the number?
I'm looking. I'm trying to find it. What was her last name? What's her first name and last name? Yeah. Elizabeth? Is that the lady you're looking for? Okay, it was 966-4883.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, sir. Bye-bye.
The number you have reached has been disconnected. number you have reached has been disconnected.
request your security on the domain.
Please check the number and dial again.
Someone drinks a six-pack.
Oh, somebody's leading onto our line, I guess. Well, I'm just getting ready to leave, so I thought I'd say hi and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The program is Off the Hook. We're listening to cellular phone calls that were recorded on a simple tape recorder sent in to us anonymously from some part of the country. And we're demonstrating just how easy it is not only to listen, but to become part of the conversation yourself. There is no privacy on cellular phone calls. It's a very important message that we wish to convey here tonight. Now, what's interesting, you'll notice that not too many people seem overly upset when they realize their telephone calls are being intercepted. Some of them find it rather humorous. In one particular instance, we find somebody that actually kind of refuses to believe, despite the overwhelming evidence, that somebody can actually listen in.
Well, try picking it back up again.
Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Maybe that's all you need to do.
Your speakerphone sounds like buddy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Who was that? Someone just said my speakerphone sounds like someone listening in on my call.
How do you know,
I can't believe someone was listening to this call.
How do you know that they weren't talking to somebody else?
Well, because I just put this thing on a speakerphone. And someone must have been tapping into the phone. Well, that just adds to everything else.
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know that.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been an accident.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't.
You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah. Okay.
And now you sound like again.
When you become part of someone else's conversation, it's incredibly easy to suddenly make everybody not trust one another. And these next few clippings that we have here demonstrate just that.
Yes!
I just wanted to remind
you. Okay. Three times already. Goodbye.
Three times what?
None of his business.
Who's that?
I don't know.
It's the boogeyman. Who else?
That's another man on the phone. We have an obscene phone call on the other line.
What do you mean obscene? I haven't said anything obscene, have I?
was that?
I don't know.
I thought that was Hank.
No.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Is there somebody on this phone?
There's some other man on the line.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hello, it's Hank.
Oh, okay.
Who's the other man on the line?
That was you.
No, it wasn't.
There's somebody. You can hear another voice. Hear it?
Hello?
Hello?
No, shut up. Hello? Hello? There's nobody else on the phone.
There's another man.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
977.
Huh? Bonnie?
Yeah.
Where is that coming from?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. That wasn't you?
No.
Oh. Well, it wasn't me.
It's you.
Yeah, right, it's me. I do things like that.
What do you got, John on another extension?
Who?
John.
No, why? Kim?
All right, what's going on?
John's there with you, I know.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
I know, because I heard you.
He's not here. I mean, I'm honest with
you.
You guys are up to something.
Yeah, right. Do you want this phone number or not?
It's something you're doing because it's time in between your voice.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, I know it's something you're doing.
Yeah, right, Tim. I do that often, you know?
Uh-huh.
Here, let me do it again for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Tim. Just tell John to knock it off.
Come on, Bonnie.
Come on, Tim.
977.
Very careful. Are you ready for the rest of the number? Hello?
Hello?
4985.
4985.
Yeah.
What do you have over there?
What?
What do you have over there?
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh. What are you up to now? Hmm? What are you up to, Bonnie?
What am I up to?
Yeah. What was that number again? 9?
Yep.
Still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
I hope whatever problems you're having over there, you get straightened out.
You're welcome.
Sounds like someone had a hell of a meal.
Actually a six-pack of Budweiser.
Tim.
What?
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Come on.
Tim doesn't want you to know because he'd kill me.
Okay, Tim.
It's probably somebody else with a cellular phone.
Oh, really?
Or a wireless phone.
Well, it's not me, okay?
I believe you.
Okay.
Hey, it's all Tim's fault.
What?
What?
It had affected her speech. But they put her on, And, you know, she was aware of it. It was really cute. And they were trying to determine exactly what the hell was going on in her head, because she could move everything, her arms and her legs and everything. So Nancy said to her, Nan, can you understand what I'm saying? She said, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I can't always understand what I'm saying. So she was aware that, you know, like the words were coming out backwards and garbled. But now she's talking fine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they put her on heparin. But now, you know, that's sort of scary, because she's on heparin. She really can't be alone. You know, if they're going to do this MRI, you know, they put you in this tube.
Yeah.
Apparently there are two kinds of strokes. You can throw a clot, or you can have blood seeping into your brain.
Have them try LSD. It works a lot better.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. Did you ever try it?
No, that's not me.
It's Alan.
That's not me. Somebody's on our line.
It's Alan.
No, it's not. Believe me.
I thought it was too.
Didn't it sound like Alan?
Yeah,
it's not.
It is Alan.
I swear to God, it's not Louise.
Well, who's giggling?
I don't know. It's somebody else.
Giggling about now.
Huh?
No idea.
I got a There we go. Yeah. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Unless it's Alan.
No, it's not Alan.
How could it be Alan?
Oh, he's not here. He's in the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's someone who's on LSD. But anyway.
That's Alan. I swear.
Get out of here, Bobby. Alan would.
Yeah!
A lot of what we say on the telephone is not meant for anyone else's ears. Trivial matters concerning our own day-to-day lives. But when we do realize that somebody is listening in, our reactions tend to vary. And here are a few samplings of just that.
What a brat.
What do you mean, what a...
The teacher really did that to you?
What do you mean, what a
she
brat?
Didn't give it to you?
Hey, I want to talk. Who are you calling a brat?
Hello?
Yeah?
Okay.
What was that?
What, the darling?
Who said that? Hello?
That was my car.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh.
It went down.
Never mind, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, where are your parents from? I mean, your grandparents.
Pardon
me? Where are
your
grandparents from?
Utah.
That's right. So, you're going to
have a big party?
Hello?
Yeah?
What is that?
That wasn't your car?
Oh, yeah,
it is. Okay. Never mind.
Whatever.
Okay, so, Allison, do you want me to tell you what I want? I know this is, like, really weird, but,
Hey, did you go to the Monsters of Rock concert?
Allison?
Yeah? I called this other girl, and the exact same thing happened. The operator kept coming on. Ignore it.
Okay.
Okay, so, now that we're being ignored.
It's so weird.
What do you mean, weird?
Too bad.
What?
Two of their guests were asking for, you know, manicures because they're going. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'm sorry, you know, how about next Sunday? But, you know, they didn't go for that too much, so...
Sounds like a bummer.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. You know, John Tom was supposed to start, and then she up and quit altogether at the video.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard all of
it. I didn't.
Hello?
I didn't hear about it. Tell me.
Hello?
Hi. I'm still here. Can't you hear me?
I keep hearing a different voice. I come in every once in a while.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can.
Who told you about John Tom?
Well, what do you call it? She came in here and she said to Amita that she was quitting and then she left, you know, and all this stuff.
When was this?
This is last week. Wasn't it? Yeah, this was last week.
Last week or the week before?
She said it's in front of just you and her or other people.
No, it was just, you know, the three of us that was here. And I wasn't really paying all that much attention because, I don't know, she and I never seemed to hit it off all that, you know,
well,
great.
Just between you and I, I think David caught her stealing.
Really?
Ooh.
Just something happened about movie sales not being right. David cleared the clean house pretty good in the video.
So in other words, she had sticky fingers.
See, I don't really know, you know, I don't know her as a person or anything.
Kind of surprised. Okay, but what happened is we had all these tickets that we found in the trash, and, then something that she said, and then when she found out that we fired John Carter and another person, and, you know, no, even though we never came out and said why, because we're not allowed, you know, believe it or not, unless we absolutely...
You're kidding.
The evidence.
So in other words, she's in the five-finger discount business.
Hello.
Yes. Okay, I don't know why I'm cutting in and out. Can you hear me now?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay.
That's terrible that you can't say why.
Well, that's terrible that she stole something, too.
Well, we just thought it was better just to do it this way and just get them out of the store.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Having to go through all the hassle. Well, I think she got, because she just up and quit all of a sudden. And, I mean, she's been with me over 2 years.
Yeah, sure. Well, she had said that.
I had never had any problems with her or anything. So then she started making a lot of, you know, saying that she had something else. I don't know. So it was all very funny the way it happened. I think she got scared. And then afterwards, she was going back and paying on account a lot of things. And just a lot have things sort of added up. And so,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have...
Well, that's what you get for stealing.
You don't need people like that.
But
you
anyway,
know.
She's got to calm herself down and do everything, like, in steps. Like I said to her about the foresight, yet she's not very organized. I said, you know, we really should have some sort of inventory book for foresight, whether we make it out of graph paper or whatever. I said, because this way we're not going to keep ordering nail polishes that are going to sit there in that closet, or lipsticks that will do the same. I said, do you want me to get the paper? No. It's all right. I'll get it. I'll keep track of it. I said, Debbie, I'm not saying you have to do it. I'd be glad to do it. I said, but I just think, I just think it should be done, you know? Because otherwise you can't possibly know. You can't keep track of that in your head. I'm sorry. So, I don't know. Like, she gets so upset, though.
Well, listen, I'm going to be in the store Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Why don't you bring your mom in one day if you're out?
Well, Wednesday and Thursday, we're not even going to be here. We're going to be down in Shenandoah Valley. But maybe Monday or Tuesday, we will. Hello?
I'd like to meet your mother!
Oh, sorry!
Hello?
Because I keep hearing these noises, and then I hear this man talking like this.
Let me ask you something.
Is he talking like this?
What?
How is the hair color stuff, the spray and stuff?
Oh, everybody looks at it, they say it's wonderful, and then they walk out.
Well, maybe you should lower the price.
Hello?
Kids will buy it.
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm sure, because we have been having requests.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you have a factory...
Hello?
Why don't you have a factory rebate on it so they buy it?
Oh, God. Have a nice night now.
Bye.
Just go out first. Kevin's going to go home, probably.
Well, then don't go home.
Who is that? Who's listening to our line? Someone picked up and just said, well, then don't go home. Someone just picked onto your phone line.
Really?
Yeah. They just picked up and they said, well, then don't go home. See, these phone cards, people can tap in your line. Mom, so go home.
No, don't.
Did you hear that? Who is that? Identify yourself.
The boogeyman.
How can you tap into our phone? 2,000. 2,000.
You get it.
How much Kim makes? Between 50 and 60.
Oh, really?
The black girl makes... Hello?
The black girl shouldn't make anything.
Kimmy? Melissa?
Yeah?
What was that?
Did you hear that?
No. Well, yeah, that was somebody else talking.
Yeah, who?
I don't know. That must have been somebody CB coming in or something. Don't you think?
That was wild. And he goes like this, the black girl shouldn't be making anything.
What did he say?
He said the black girl shouldn't be making anything.
No.
I swear. I thought it was you, David, grabbed the phone or something.
Oh.
Hey?
CB cutting in. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, definitely must have been a CB.
Yeah.
Did you hear him?
Yeah.
He's listening to our whole conversation, so that's okay.
Well, I won't repeat anything. That's cool.
And who do you work for? Where are you that you can cut in right now?
I'm at McDonald's. I just picked up the phone.
In a few cases, our prankster was actually able to interact with the people that he was listening in with. And some people seemed hostile towards this person. Other people actually seemed to welcome this person. It's rather interesting when if you're talking on a telephone and somebody else suddenly barges in. Well, how would you react? Would you be upset? Would you welcome the intrusion? It's rather difficult until it happens to you. Let's listen to some people's reactions the very first time they came in contact with this strange person.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you
nothing special. What are you doing? Hello? What's that?
I don't know. I just got finished.
God, you were interviewing him for a long time. How come?
Because they were sodomizing each other.
Who is that?
Huh? What?
Who is... Did you hear someone talking?
We got cross talk, probably.
But did you hear what they said?
What did they say?
You didn't hear?
Well, what did they say?
Because they were sodomizing each other.
They what?
Because they were sodomizing each other.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
Well, that's lovely.
I don't know where they came from. All of a sudden I had the clear blue sky.
That's interesting.
That was really weird.
What's Lise doing?
She took the dog for a walk.
Bigger, fat, thicker, thin. Vaseline will get it in.
Did you hear that?
What did they say?
Oh, my God.
What'd they say?
You're not gonna believe this.
What'd they say?
Fat or thin, Vaseline will get it in.
Fat or thin, Vaseline will get it in?
So you don't have to spend the night. You can take a nice ride.
That's a long one.
What
are you burping, beer?
Who is that?
Belgium.
Who belched?
Yeah.
Who belched?
Your mama belched, boy.
Who's that?
Who's this?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is that, Woody?
David.
Yeah.
David. What's that?
What, do you want a mobile phone?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Woody's car?
This is Woody now.
What's he doing in your car?
Putting the cake up.
Oh.
Yo, man, he stole the car.
Who is that, Woody?
I don't know. Who keeps cutting in on us?
I don't know.
Murder.
Well, one thing's for sure.
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're from Alabama.
No.
Yo, man, I be from Southeast.
Southeast. Who is that?
What, do you got an extension in your car?
No.
What, it keeps cutting in?
He's obviously listening to our conversation.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go.
What would he say if we knew we were cocaine dealers?
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'd be a cocaine dealer too, so you must be the competition.
He'd be a cocaine dealer too. Huh?
Yeah, but I don't really want it. And I told her a couple years ago, she said, well, if we sell the house, are you going to want us to pay you all that money that you, them taxes you pay and stuff? And I said, no, not really. But if she keeps on, she better stop f***ing with me. Is that Brian?
No.
Oh, sound like a man. She better quit messing with me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you better quit cussing. That's not nice for a lady.
Who's this?
Oh, shut up, Doug, and get off the phone.
Who is this?
Doug.
Doug? Oh, well, excuse me. This is a personal matter, and anyway, you shouldn't be listening. Oh, is that him?
Yeah, Doug, look, I didn't pay money.
What did you get? Is he at your work? Is he at your job?
No, it's Doug.
Doug who? Doug who?
It sounded like Doug on the phone.
Doug?
Yeah.
My ex-husband, Doug.
Yes.
He didn't sound like it to me.
Well, it could be.
Who is that bouncing on the phone?
Okay, we've obviously bled into someone else's.
Yeah, we must be on in somebody's party line.
Doug is out to get you.
Quit belching in our telephone conversation, pig. Whoever you are. Well, anyway, what are you having your score time, Mikey?
Hey, excuse me. I just drank a six-pack of Budweiser. I can't help it.
Well, I don't care what kind of Budweiser you were drinking. You don't have to burp in our ear. And get out of our conversation.
Hey, at least I don't drink malt liquor.
I don't drink malt liquor.
Wendy, quit talking.
Who is he? Are you in your car phone?
Yeah, that's why
this is not rap line where everybody just joins in.
When I get home.
All right, I'll call me tomorrow. And Doug, mind your own business and quit drinking.